Hello, this is Jim doing another audio boo podcast thing. I did one from the mall a couple days ago that was about Hot Topic, but I never actually the reason that I was talking about Hot Topic was because when I was a teen, goth kids and punk rock kids and stuff like that like just started appearing in my town, Peoria, Illinois. Which is not a very progressive place. And they weren't taken too kindly by a lot of the more redneck types. And one of those redneck types somewhere started referring to these people as corn chips. And as far as I know, I've never talked to anyone who's ever heard of that term that's not from the Peoria area. I think it's a specific just to that Peoria and the outlying cities. And yeah, so corn chip was really, it was kind of a slur, really, an insult, you know. But the kids that were corn chips embraced the term corn chip themselves. And I was reminded of it again just because on Facebook I ended up knowing a lot of these people after I got out of high school. And didn't quite fit in that crowd, but it was a little better fit maybe than some other ones. Anyway, there's a few of them that I used to know that are my friends on Facebook, and one of the girls just posted a picture that said, I was a mutant corn chip and you weren't. And so there's a bunch of pictures in this album that's titled Corn Chips. And I don't know, I just thought that was interesting. And yeah, so I guess this is sort of a addendum to the Hot Topic post that now that's just a thing you can be now, you know, and I guess kids are probably still ostracized for dressing extreme like that, but it seems like it's really gotten a lot more normal to not look normal, I guess. You know, it's really what sort of fairly normal today for, say, an alternative person is like actually way beyond what the kids looked like back then, you know. I guess nobody does the crazy hair anymore. Although for some reason, faux hawks are popular. I don't know if it's anywhere else besides here in the Midwest, but faux hawks are popular amongst young boys like jocks and stuff, which is pretty weird. So my 10-year-old nephew has one, and that's pretty amusing. And that's it for this one. All right, bye.